You are now listening to the TTP, Tatani Talks Parsha. This year where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. Of course, we are here in Sefer Shemos. We are now up to the Parsha of Terumah. I'm talking about the idea of giving to Hashem. We're coming to the Parshios talking about building a Mishkan for Hashem. And of course, much later on in Jewish history, talking about the idea of making the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash for Hashem, and how we can make a Mikdash for Hashem in our own hearts, in our own homes, and in our own lives from what we give to Hashem himself. Of course, the idea of giving Truma, we want to give Hashem from what we have, and if you're financially strapped, financially broke or whatnot, you talk to your local Orthodox rabbi and he can work it out with you and figure out what you can or cannot do. But in general, at least what we can do is give of our time, give of our resources, not just money, give of our abilities and our talents and capabilities, and give to others, give to those around us, especially our neighbors, especially in our towns, especially in our own communities. What can we do to have a Terumah type of life, a life where we're giving to those around us, to that effect in our own basement? I talk about this very often. We made the free lending library a couple of years ago already, where we have a dedicated bookcase, a dedicated bookshelf, where we have maybe 40 or 50 novels for the taking for the community, and we have maybe 30 or so kid novels for the taking, whether it be the BY Times or whether it be the other one, I forget the name, but very cute books that we got, we stocked up over time from Menucha Publishers and Feldheim Publishers and Shar Press and Art Scroll. There is the ability to do what we can to give to the community, and I put it in the shul announcement in the Young Israel every week, and they put it on their digest every week. I made a beautiful flyer on Canva, and it's out there, and people hopefully know about it in the community. I wish it was much more known and much more used and utilized and much more patrons would come, but at least it's out there. I give a little bit of our own house. My wife and I give a little bit of our own house to be able to do for others and give to others. We did a cooking class last semester. On Sundays, we give of our time for the kids to come. Of course, they paid for the lessons, but still we tried to go above and beyond, doing much more than expected. And giving from our times, giving from our talents, giving from our abilities. You know, my shows, my podcasts, I could talk about anything. And people talk about anything. Narishkeit, ridiculous garbage out there. People talking about TV shows and movies and sports and gifts and tons of topics that are just time wasters. I actually try to use the podcast, I try to use the Shiurim to talk things that could help us practically, that could uplift us, that could be audio bursts, whether it be from an OT perspective that I find makes life a little easier for us, for kids, for families, whether it be on this Shiur, on this show, the Parsha, where we talk practically for a couple of minutes from the Parsha, how we could live our life, whether it talk from the Daf, a lesson, whether it's the weekend edition or catch-up edition or regular Daf, where we look at a paragraph or a phrase or a word that could uplift our days. And if it's the Pirkei Avos Shir, looking at a Mishnah, seeing how it can uplift and help our life, or it's the radio show, taking one topic that we could talk about for around 45 minutes to make our days feel motivated. I try to use my voice, my audio, my radio, my podcast, my short shiurim, except for the radio. It's on Monday nights, 8:30, the Sheer Enjoyment radio app you could listen to, or you could listen to on JRoot, the app, or on Nikki Radio, the Sheer Enjoyment radio channel, or on Nikki Go, the app, and the Sheer Enjoyment radio channel, or at our phone number, 520-453-8302, 520-453-8302, Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. Always a great topic we try to talk about every week. These are different ways that I try to give of myself for the benefit of the world, to hopefully help uplift and motivate the world, that I'm giving back to Hashem. Oftentimes, many of us are very strapped for cash. The credit cards are maxed out and there's not much money in the bank, but that's okay. Money comes and goes. The happiness and memories, that's what really remains. But I still can give of myself. I could give of my talents. I could give of my abilities. I could give of my time to give a Terumah type of life. If you're driving anyway, how often can you drive and give a lift to someone else, giving of your car, of your space? It might be your personal space where you dewind from the day, unwind from the day, or you get ready for the day if you're driving to or from work. But how often can we give a lift? If you have someone at work who literally lives in your town, you must give them a ride. You should offer and give them a ride. It's the basic decent thing to do, even if it's a little difficult, even if it ruins your schedule, even if it means you can't go shopping or you can't take care of this or that the other day or that day. It's basic hachnasas orchim, using your car to help out those around you. In a previous school, somebody lived on the other side of town and they still would meet me, drive me both ways. I would chip in for gas happily, and that was great. And in current places and current jobs, if you have someone, especially if it's a neighbor, especially someone around, you should give of yourself. Live a little bit of a teruma type of a life, giving to those around you, giving to people around you. What can you do to contribute? Of course, at work, do what you can to go above and beyond for those you work with or those you work for, especially if you're a therapist like myself, an OT. What can we do above and beyond for our students? Of course, I give them the resource of the OT show, the Tani Talks OT, as well as trying to give different ideas and suggestions throughout life. What can we do for our coworkers? What can we do for the world in general? You can use your house also to do great things. You could host different things. You can host people. My wife hosted her students on one Saturday night, which was wonderful. The whole house was filled with students, and she did a beautiful program. Another time, we hosted the girls of the town on a Friday night, which was another wonderful way to use our house. We once hosted a Shever Brachos, we once hosted a Shal Shudas, we've hosted, of course, birthday parties, and one time my wife hosted a Shidduch meeting. Really great ways to use your house, to use your life, to live a teruma type of a life, a giving type of a life, giving back to Hashem, even if it's not especially in financial ways. Rav Feinstein is quoted as saying that you're supposed to give not only 10% of your money, if you're capable, but 10% of your time, 10% of your resources, 10% of your ability, 10% of your capability, and of your talents. If you have a beautiful talent for writing, make sure that some of that writing, if not most of it, is geared towards Torah, towards mitzvos, towards chesed. If you have a gift to speak, to talk, to podcast, which I believe Hashem gave to me, you got to use it for Torah, got to use it for chesed and for mitzvos, to contribute to the world, to give to the world in the best way that we can. What can we do to live a terumah-filled life? We could donate our time and our resources, besides for just money, which we should be zochet to all do, but using our house to help out those around us, to give to those around us, to be able to do what we can. How much time is donated when we are able to give a shiur, to give a lecture, to give a podcast, that 45 minutes plus posting and getting ready beforehand on Monday nights, sitting in my house at my table, my dining room table, in my office chair, sitting up with the microphone and my phone, speaking to the world, to cyberspace. That's giving of my time, giving of my ability to speak in those couple of minutes on each of the shiurim, each of the shows throughout the week, giving up of my time, of my ability to try to contribute, to try to give. And of course, there are many, 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 many people that are much better than me on all levels in giving. I'm just giving a tiny microcosm of what I personally do to try to give to the world a little bit in my dalat amos. But what can we do? How could we go about, how could we help those around us? We ran a camp in the summer. Of course, we charged for that too, but it was way above and beyond what we made versus what we gave. Giving up of our backyard for that week, those 5 weekdays of giving a jam-packed type of a session for the kids from like 8:30 to 3 or 3:30, giving to those kids, using our backyard, using our house, using our car, using our time, using our resources. Give a truma type of a life. When we think of truma, we think of how Hashem had a house dedicated to him, and then later on had the temple dedicated to him with all of these special aspects. You know, each of our aspects of our home can represent what was in the Mishkan, our shulchan, our table where we eat, the dining room table. If we say Divrei Torah, we sing, we talk wonderful things, that could be like the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. Our lighting the Shabbos candles could be like the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan. And we think about how we could talk and sing, and what the food we have could be like the karbanos. We could uplift our homes to be like the Mishkan. As we read about the Mishkan, we read about the Kalim, we read about the service of the Kohen Gadol, and we're involved hopefully in learning and davening and mitzvahs and chesed, we should think about how we could utilize all aspects of our life to have a truma type of life, a truma filled type of a life. If we could utilize all of these things, utilize our life in such a way, maybe we could finally be zocha for the real Beis HaMikdash to come back, for Mashiach to come speedily in our days, and may that in fact finally be today. This has been the TTP, Tani Talks Parsha, where we talk about the Parsha of the week with some practical lessons to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.